USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The attorneys general of 13 states, as well as Washington, D.C., now backing a Mexican lawsuit accusing American gun makers of helping get weapons into the hands of criminals. The Mexican government arguing that the companies, including brands like Colt, Glock, and Smith & Wesson, use reckless gun dealers and illegal sales practices that the cartels rely on, and it argues that the companies are aware, but they do nothing about it. Amid skyrocketing murder rates south of the border in the United States, the Democratic attorneys general of states including California, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and New York have filed a brief against the defendant's motion to have the case dismissed. A dark milestone reached as more than 900,000 Americans have died from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University, and this is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
A new bill in Congress would establish a federal alert system in active shooter situations. Over 300 active shooter incidents have claimed lives of over 2,800 people between 2000 and 2019. A man who shot and killed four people at a Tennessee Waffle House in 2018, previously found guilty of numerous charges for that, learns his sentencing fate yesterday.
We, the jury, unanimously agree that the defendant shall be sentenced to imprisonment for life without possibility of parole.
Travis Rehnking sentenced after using an assault rifle in the April 2018 incident to kill two people outside a Nashville area restaurant before going inside and killing two more. One customer managed to wrestle the gun from his hands and stop the shooting. Rehnking had pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, but the jury didn't buy it. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As we reported yesterday, some high-profile Republican lawmakers have been calling out the Biden administration for not just staging a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics in Beijing, but of attending at all. And as the Olympics in Beijing were getting underway yesterday, a small group of regular folks gathered outside the headquarters of NBC in New York City because it's broadcasting those games in the United States. Several speakers leading the group urging people not to watch and for the broadcast not to continue.
We cannot act like everything is just normal. NBC, you are on the wrong side of history. History will tell. With these terrible atrocities, genocide being committed in China, you're just covering it like it's normal.
Republican U.S. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida putting his opinion this way.
We shouldn't allow people to monetize an Olympics being hosted by a genocidal communist government that, by the way, is also trying to dismantle the U.S.'s place in the world, targeting our industries, our jobs, our supply chains, all across the board.
And a parrot stole a New Zealand family's GoPro right off their deck before taking flight recently, capturing aerial views of the wooded area nearby. In the process, the family was remarkably able to track down the camera and play back the parrot-caught footage. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.